So now we're actually on the air with Gene Smith from Mecha Normal, who are playing Sunday, September 28th at 3 p.m. at John Doe Books and Records in Hudson, New York.
And tonight in East Hampton.
Currently in
a Motel 6 waiting to go down the road and do that show.
Where are you playing in East Hampton tonight?
It's Flywheel.
Ah, Flywheel, yes.
Played a number of times there, great venue.
And so how many times have you toured up and down the East Coast over the years?
Oh, this has been a topic of conversation in the car, as Mecha Normal has been around now 30 years, and we're thinking that we don't know. That's the consensus. We have no idea.
Do you know if you've ever been to Hudson, New York before?
Oh, yeah. Hudson, pretty sure. Yeah, Hudson. It would depend really on how long Dan Bunny has lived in Hudson, because we tend to gravitate to wherever he is in the Hudson River Valley. He's the owner of John Doe.
Yes.
And
he has a show on WGXC Tuesday nights from 9:30 to midnight. And
that's a barrel of laughs. Or a barrel of monkeys, one way or another.
It is both, yes.
Barrel of something.
So what is there going to be a barrel of tomorrow at John Doe Books? Tell us, you have a new record out.
Yeah, so it's going to be Mecha Normal, which is myself doing vocals, and David Lester on electric guitar. And we will be playing songs from our new album, which is called Empathy for the Evil. And it's out on Miladies Records just a couple of days from now, scheduled to be released. We have copies in vinyl and CD. And what we try to address over all these years, I guess if I could boil it down to one thing, would be injustice. So in the early years, it was a more of an angry punk stance, the feminist anarchist unit, and we had a lot of ideas that we were trying to convey to make the world a better place, really. And we're still on track with a lot of the philosophy of both of those two constructs. Feminism and anarchism, and that we believe that people can get together and organize themselves and come up with some fine solutions. But I'd say we're less strident, and there's probably even going to be some humor involved.
And so things have sort of changed since 1984 when you started, but I guess in other ways they haven't changed at all?
Well, in some ways, you know, as far as feminism goes, it seemed like there was a trajectory that we were part of instigating, which turned out to be Riot Girl, and that seemed really hopeful as far as getting women into a better position, that they got themselves into a better position by taking over shows and making up bands and putting out fanzines. This is a social movement from the mid-90s that became a kind of a phenomenon that encouraged young women to get out and express their actual feelings and beliefs about culture from within cultural positions. And that seemed to go on a good long while, and then it seems like we kind of flatlined, and now it's almost there's a sort of a backlash and a position where things feel kind of grim again in that regard. But then again, there's a little bit of a bubbling up of a resurgence and interest in Riot Girl itself. There's been a recent museum exhibition that's traveling around about those times and seems to come up here and there as a concept that people are becoming reacquainted with, or younger people are learning about for the first time. So those are all, you know, things that are from our vantage point, not that we were ever really Riot Girls ourselves, but evidently we inspired a lot of the co-founders, or some of the co-founders of the movement. So we take that to heart and feel that that's something that you know, we try to let other people that we are interacting with know of the legacy of Riot Girl and feminism in general. So having said all that heavy stuff, we'll be playing songs that are both from that era and right up on through into current times. And also joining us at John Doe Books tomorrow is $75 Bill, which is a percussion and electric guitar unit from New York City, and they're pretty fast.
Are they touring with you on all the shows, or just a couple?
I think we're doing four together.
And the new record I saw not only was produced by Kramer, but was recorded by old pals of our station, Rat Bastard, at the Laundry Room in Miami.
Rat's a pal of ours now as well. In fact, after we recorded the album with Rat and Kramer, I went down and recorded a solo album with Rat. I like the guy so much.
Oh, and that's coming out.
Situation. Our first time working with either of those characters, and turned out to be great.
Yeah, how did you meet up with Rat Bastard from the Laundry Room Squelchers? If folks don't know.
Well, Kramer is a legendary producer who, for one reason or another, took an interest in Mecha Normal maybe 8 years ago or so, and we've been kind of batting back and forth the idea of him producing an album with us or for us. And the timing was just right to go down to Miami Beach because we live in Vancouver and it was winter time. So we finally made that happen. And he's old pals with Rat and had never recorded with him. And Rat has this fantastic studio down in Miami Beach. So Kramer being in Fort Lauderdale, we all met up at Rat's house. We sound like teenagers. For people who are all...
That's how it is in Fort Lauderdale, though.
What's that?
I said that Florida in general, that's how it is. It's like being a teenager forever.
Okay, well, that's good. Then we fit right in.
This station, you know, on Saturdays is usually all about radio. What is Mecha Normal's relationship with radio?
Well, we've always viewed radio as something to use to contribute ideas beyond promoting our album or our show or whatever latest merchandise or product that we have. We've used and happily scheduled interviews wherever we can in advance of shows when we get to town, or do whatever we can at a show and recording interviews, just because we believe it's such a great medium for connecting people to great ideas and great music. And I don't believe that's changed at all, even though the manner of disseminating that, whether it's through the internet or other methods, are competing with the listenability of the medium. It still is a viable method for people to be able to get great information.
Is it better or worse? Can you compare it to the 80s? Is it better? Are there more opportunities for radio interviews or airplay than before, or is it much worse or better?
Well, on this particular tour, it seems very tight how I ended up booking it as a DIY booking enterprise. I got kind of excited and just started piling the shows one on top of each other. So we're on day six of a 7-day streak here, which began with just waking up after flying in from Vancouver to New York, and we just started doing shows. So I didn't really leave a lot of time for radio this time. But I gather that it's all still... you know, the way that it was. It's the same stations. In fact, we did a show in Boston that was put on for us by Record Hospital from WHRB, a long-standing punk rock show that started probably in the 80s on that station. So there's a whole new bunch of people, obviously younger people, students, are running it, but they understand the legacy of that particular show and what type of music came along with it from the 80s. So it's really quite compelling that those situations still exist and are being maintained by people who are interested. And I think that's the great thing about the internet, is so much research can be done that brings a lot of that history forward, and there seems to be a lot of interest in how things were done in the 80s and into the 90s. It's sort of looked at as, you know, some kind of golden era that people do have an interest in. So I think it's all there intact. So for anybody listening now, I know you have a pledge drive on right now, right?
We do.
I would suggest to your listeners, our listeners, to pony up and support the station. It's important.
All right. Well, thank you for that boost here. And we'll remind everybody again, we're talking to Mecha Normal, who are going to be at John Doe Books and Records on Warren Street Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. and in East Hampton at the Flywheel tonight. I guess it's at 8 or 9 or something?
that, yeah.
Any final thoughts you want to leave people with, or you want to send them to your website, or tell them anything else?
You can find us at Mecca Normal on Facebook. I'm operating a bit of a tour diary there, and try to post various videos and things happening. So that's probably the central point. And other than that, thank you for making time for us today, and we hope to see people out at our shows.
Okay, and I guess we're going to play Wasn't Said is on the website from the new record?
That's searchable. It's on Vimeo, so they can see the video for it for sure.
Well, we'll play it now. Thank you for calling in, and we'll see you tomorrow because we're going to try to set up a live web stream and record it, too, for the FM.
Fantastic. That sounds great. Thanks
all right.
So much, Tom.
So I'll see you tomorrow at John Doe Books and Records.
All right. See you then.
All
Bye-bye.
Right. Thank you. Gene Smith calling in on the WGXC Saturday afternoon show from Mecca Normal. This is Mecca Normal with Wasn't Said.
This void.